Our state's top Republican candidates for governor gave people three distinct options during last night's debate, and it didn't stop until some punches were thrown, not literally, but at each other's campaign tactics. Idaho Education News reporter Kevin Richards sat on the panel of journalists who asked questions of the candidates during last night's debate. Kevin's kind enough to join us live in studio today to talk about the issues discussed last night, even the mood and the tone of the debate. So, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
Let's start with the tax plan.
Sure.
Because three different plans. Raul Labrador, U.S. Representative Raul Labrador, pretty aggressive economic plan. Tommy Alquist saying, I want a business plan. Can you talk a little bit about that issue?
Yeah. And, you know, so I got to be kind of cleanup in the debate panel. I mean, after we asked the candidates about the biggest lie that they've had said about them during the campaign, I had to come in and ask dry tax policy questions. But it's really important because I think taxes may be, if not the most important substantive issue in this primary, it's certainly near the top of the list because there are very different views about it. All three of the candidates are talking about pushing for additional tax cuts over and above what we already saw this year from the legislature. All three want to reduce income tax rates even further than the legislature did. They all want to repeal the sales tax on groceries. Congressman Labrador has by far the most aggressive plan. He calls it 555. And what it basically means is the sales tax would drop from 6% to 5%. The income tax rates, the top end income tax rates for corporations and for individuals would drop to 5%. That's a little bit south of 7% right now after what the legislature passed. So significant decreases in all of those tax rates. His estimate, that's about $1 billion. Now, when I pushed him on it, he was quick to defend the plan and kind of bristled at the idea that this is going to cut the size of government because he believes that he can convince the legislature to get rid of tax loopholes that will cover the tax savings. So it won't be a tax. It will not be a cut in the size of state government. It will be a tax reform measure. But the thing is, this legislature has looked at exemptions. It has looked at loopholes over and over again. It is really difficult to get the legislature to repeal tax loopholes or exemptions because those all have constituencies at the state house. They all have lobbyists. That's a tough row to hoe. Mm-hmm. But again, that is the most aggressive of the plans of the three candidates.
And then Alquist says a business plan. And that is coming from the fact that he has a developer's background.
And he's striking a very familiar refrain that we've heard around the state house over and over again, the idea that the income tax rates are too high. Prospective businesses look at the numbers and they're turned off. It makes it difficult for Idaho to compete for new businesses. Now, you have to reconcile it with the fact that Idaho is growing very, very quickly and you know, there's job growth going on. There's income growth, as Lieutenant Governor Little pointed out last night. So you have to kind of square those two. I mean, is this a business unfriendly environment or a business friendly environment based on the growth we're seeing? But that was Alquist's proposal in a nutshell. Lieutenant Governor Little is talking about continuing to ratchet down the income tax rates as the economy grows. It's a, you know, it's a more modest, if you want to use that word, or more measured, if you want to use that word, approach to it. But they're all talking about the same thing, just different ways and different quantities of tax cuts.
And social issues came up. There was some about the abortion debate, whether women should be basically charged if they get an abortion. Differing answers on that.
Yeah, one of the more interesting exchanges from last night, and Kimberly Crucy from the Associated Press gets into more detail about this because I did not cover the social issues as much in my follow-up story. Both Labrador and Little talked about, said that they're definitely pro-life, anti-abortion, but not in favor of the idea of prosecuting women for getting an abortion. Alquist was given a couple of opportunities to answer the question. He didn't. He did not answer it. He said that it's a hypothetical question, and he was not going to answer it, and got chided by Labrador for not taking a position.
We're speaking with Kevin Richard from the Idaho Education News about last night's debate, and we would like to hear from you. You can always communicate with us. If you've got questions about last night's debate, let us know right now. You can reach us through email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, tweet us at KBSX915, hashtag Idaho Matters, or on Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. I want to talk about one more social issue, Kevin, before I ask you about education. That is faith healing, and I believe we have a little bit of sound to play really quickly on all three candidates.
It goes to the core of being for life, that we are for life, and in this instance, we need to convince these people to do the right thing. When they come to a fork in the road and the decision is, are we going to take our kids at this point in time to a hospital, we need to encourage them through our schools, through our social safety net, that this is the right thing to do.
That was Lieutenant Governor Brad Little. We want to play Tommy Allquist's response on faith healing.
Religious liberties are so important, and parental rights are so important, but we've also got these cases where there's these, you know, from birth to the day or two old with a treatable illness that's right there in front of you. I want to protect those liberties, but you got to side on the side of these kids that can't defend themselves.
Again, that was Tommy Allquist's response on the question over faith healing. Let's listen to Raul Labrador's answer on faith healing.
I believe in religious liberty. I believe in the right of the parents to make decisions for their parents. I believe that parents should make the ultimate decision. I do think that the state should provide as much information as possible, hopefully try to give the parents the full information about what their consequences are, but I would not change it at all. I think that's one of the good things about Idaho. We believe in freedom.
So, Kevin, basically, Allquist, Lieutenant Governor Little, both agree. Representative Raul Labrador doesn't want to change anything when it comes to faith healing. Am I correct in that?
Right. That was kind of the takeaway off of that. And really, this is one of several social issues that came up in this debate. Another issue that we heard was the issue of same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. The question of, well, what do you do with the 1,000 couples in the state who have marriage licenses, same-sex couples who are legally married? And what you heard from both Labrador and Little was saying, no, we're not going to go through this process of trying to annul those marriages. For as Little put it, it's a legal contract and it has a lot of financial and
many ramifications.
There are a lot of ramifications to annulling marriages once they've been legally sealed, once they've been legally executed.
In the last couple of minutes, I want to talk about the battle, basically, that seems to be going on with Allquist and Labrador, really about their campaign tactics, some of the ads they're running. How did that play out last night, especially with the mood?
It was tense. I was watching the two candidates when they first encountered them, each other, in the hallway. So, you pull numbers out of a hat to figure out who gets to go first, who gets to do their opening remarks. And there was a very strained handshake between the two candidates. And that mood carried over onto the stage. You had both candidates accusing the other of lying. Labrador described Allquist as a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde character who can look really kind and gentle in front of the camera, but he's been negative throughout this campaign. Allquist shot back later in the evening saying, well, Raul Labrador used to be a pretty nice guy, and then he got elected to Congress. So no love lost between the two. And in the middle of this, literally in the middle,
is
Lieutenant Governor Brad Little. And, I didn't come away from this debate feeling like anybody scored a knockout, nor did anybody have a fatal faux pas that's going to really cost them at the polls. So I don't really know how the Brad Little performance is going to play. On the one hand, he was above the fray. He was outside of that. And that may appeal to voters who are looking for kind of a steadying hand. That's been kind of Brad Little's cachet politically. He's pretty low-key, pretty amiable guy. It kind of came across in this whole debate that way. Didn't come across as having extremely high energy either. So there are two sides to the coin. And I really don't know how that's going to play in this primary with this group of voters. Mm-hmm. Hard to say.
Do you think that this issue between Allquist and Labrador comes down to Eastern Idaho? That's where the real battle is?
It could very well be. I mean, there's definitely a personal overtone to all of this right now. I think it's gotten to that point. But tactically and politically, if you're Congressman Labrador, you've run in the first CD several times now. You're well known in that district, not as well known in the second CD. Now, both Labrador and Ahlquist are members of the Mormon Church, and you know that should work in favor of either of them, perhaps in a race in eastern Idaho. But it's hard to say. And Ahlquist has made some major inroads within the Mormon community in mm-hmm. eastern Idaho. I think having Mitt Romney's endorsement, that has some cachet, that carries some weight in eastern Idaho. So I think when you combine the fact that both candidates maybe are vying for the same, you know,
the same
demographic, and Labrador is less known in that second CD, I think eastern Idaho may well be the battleground in the area we're watching on election night.
Going to get uglier or stay the same until May 15th?
I think 3 weeks out, it could get uglier. I think there's every chance the candidates and campaigns and the special and the kind of the outside groups that have been doing the advertising, they may be sitting on more ads. Who knows? I would not predict that it will get prettier.
All right. Kevin Richard with Idaho Ed News. Thanks so much for coming in and breaking down last night's debate. I know there were other issues we didn't get to, but appreciate it.